Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes made, adjacent to the Phoenix Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Tobacco on Main Street, Westminster, Maryland, USA. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
And we smoke cigars.
In a dry room.
Also, not on the camera, Tom Cannon, proprietor.
Say hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. And we're smoking something really cool today, and I left it all the way in the packaging because you guys are going to want to see this. We are smoking the Création Liberté from Mirabel Cigars. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I left my knife in my work pants.
Shit.
All right, so this is what we're smoking.
Sharp object.
And what's really cool is we got this sleeve over the outside, and check that out, El Fumo, 2025 series, 457 of 613, hand numbered on the exterior sleeve. Thank you, Tom.
Yes, this thing is. By the way, for anybody,
is that a switchblade utility knife?
Yeah, buddy.
Fuck yeah!
I have one of those too. I just go.
Hey, this is a serious cigar.
Yes, it is.
We talked about this in the Cigar News of the Week.
2 weeks ago.
This is the Mirabel two-pack, Création Liberté 2025 series, hand-numbered on
only
the sleeve. Only sold as this.
So far.
There is no single. There is no box. It's just these two-piece coffins.
That's right.
And I'm just taking the cello off because it shines in the camera, so I can show this off to you guys.
This is it. No more. That's it for this batch.
613 boxes, and this is what you're looking at. This is the wooden coffin. And two uber luxury cigars. Création Liberté, or however the fuck you pronounce that. I think we call it Création Liberté in English. So, pretty cool. The wood is not impressive on the box. It's
basic cedar.
Plywood. Mirabel is burned in there. And these ribbons are actually kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It says two uber luxury cigars. Création Liberté.
By the way, before you open, there's stuff on the back here.
Oh, yeah. Designed and assembled in Europe, handcrafted in the Dominican Republic, Cigar Rights 2025 limited release, Mirabel, save the planet. So, that's the exterior. That's inside the sleeve, of course.
That is deceiving. Like, legit. Oh, fuck.
So, there's the lid, and on the inside is what you're looking at. So, you can see number 457 of 613. It is a numbered card. Little dove with a cigar in its mouth.
Dig it.
And you have like this ribbon holding them together. And they are on this like felt fabric. So when they say uber luxury, certainly the presentation is. And then look at this band with the die cut stencil.
There we go. Dude, that is sick.
This is certainly fantastic artwork. So let's start deconstructing this, right? So you can see already there's a hole in the wrapper. And of course, this cigar, everything is undisclosed except the wrapper is Cameroon. Mm-hmm. You can see there's a hole in the wrapper. Rustic, typical Cameroon. Cameroon is a little hard to work with. Angel, that's your stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll notice on this one, you can actually see significant bruising and a dent there. That's actually from the ribbon, when they pulled the ribbon around it.
Mm-hmm.
The ribbon was sitting right there. I'm sure the cigar was still a bit damp.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So, who cares? Well, this little doohickey is $250 for two cigars.
Yeah.
So there is a certain standard that we expect when you're paying that kind of cash. And this is branded. Uber luxury, you know, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so we are going to hold it to a higher standard, right? So initial impressions, one of the coolest presentations I've seen yet. Super cool.
As a coffin, it's definitely cooler than the Opus X, the one with the individual that pops it up. I'm having a brain fart.
The 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one better just because no one has ever done that before.
Yeah. But
this is classier.
Yeah.
Because it's not metal. Not a metal tin.
Dude, I love the die cut
band. I don't know why they... This is like the dove from Noah's Ark with like the olive branch, but also a cigar in its beak. I don't know what this is supposed to be.
There might be something to it.
I don't know, but it's not obvious.
Mm-hmm. Probably like the cigars in their beak are getting popular.
I will just put tobacco on Main Street's logo on the screen for everyone. The one thing that I don't like is the teal and orange on the sticker holding the box closed is not carried through anywhere on the band or on the card. So black, gold, and white. Mm-hmm. Black, like felt lining, gold band, rich brown wrapper. These colors don't go. So that is a graphic design complaint.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know, man. This is one of the coolest presentations I've seen all year.
I wonder if it has to do with this quote right here. Like, if you break down that quote, if you want to. You don't have to read it out loud, but.
What do you mean?
The dove.
Oh, well, so. And this the name, is, this the Liberty. Is, yeah, this is from Europe Fell. Fierce anti-tobacco movements continue to infringe on fundamental rights and the liberties of responsible adult citizens. Now more than ever, the global fight for cigar rights has become vital for the survival of a multi-century-old cigar heritage, our culture, and traditional craftsmanship. I have no idea how that's connected to a fucking dove.
Isn't but it like the dove?
It is connected to Cigar Rights of America, mm-hmm. which is the only reason I spent this money on two cigars.
That's right.
Besides, you guys love ya, and you probably want to experience this cigar without spending that kind of money, so we're going to bite the bullet and do it for you.
Right.
But I would not have spent that money, except they are donating the profits right. to Cigar Rights of America.
And unlike some orgs that say that they're actually fighting a good fight, these guys are legit in court, not only with the FDA.
Yeah, yeah.
But currently, as of last week, with California.
Yes.
Because of the bullshit that they're pulling.
Yeah, CRA is suing their fucking ass.
So, like, they're probably going to win that.
Take that, Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Well,
now we got Diago so, just dumped us. Sorry.
Hey, fuck you, California, and your algorithm.
Now we're blocked. Damn it.
Well, you know, I lived there as a kid, and I love so many things about California, but they're... blatant disregard for the Constitution.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you, fucking, like, Georgia or South Carolina?
Or Massachusetts?
You know, like, all of a sudden, you're the new Confederate South.
Yeah.
No, we'll just make up our own rules and take away people's rights.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we get down that rabbit hole?
Because this is what this is about, actually.
That is what this is about, actually. Also, it has a Cameroon wrapper, obviously, Mirafell's. Check out, four episodes ago, we had the Cameroon episode.
Yeah.
Check that one out.
We Previous about... supplier to Arturo Fuente for Cameroon.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody else.
And everybody else. Right.
And will continue to be.
And will continue to be.
Yeah.
Just not exclusively. So,
new price points.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get the cigar cut and lit and,
It's lit.
This one, we're going to be talking about the cigar, this episode, I think a little bit more. Why? Well, it's a $125 cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mainly why.
Mm-hmm.
It better fucking hit all our expectations, and also you guys want to hear about the cigar on this.
Yes,
one. This one's special. So. All right, I've got an open-ended double guillotine. Looks like you do as well.
Yes.
All right. The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
As always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed. Burnline Podcast. And that was an interesting clip for me. This feels like robust tobacco that is well packed.
Yeah.
The way that it clipped.
You could see that.
You know what it feels like? Pennsylvania Broadleaf.
Yeah.
By the way, filler and binder, undisclosed. Oh, it's like a mini humidor.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's very cool.
Try that
Cold Draw?
Cold Draw. It's actually quite pleasant.
Well, what caught me was the inset on the lid.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh. Well, it's not exactly what I'd call a gorgeous box, but they're making an effort to make it a humidor.
Very interesting. Is there anything under there? Yes. Like it's very peppery.
It looks like it's room for a bovita pack.
But is there one in there already?
No.
So weird.
Mm.
They have like a space under where the cigars are laying for like a humidipack. But there's no pack in there. Oh, there it is.
Shake it.
What is it?
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. It was just stuck in the corner. So, very cool. It is a humidor box with a Boveda pack in there. That's cool as shit.
That would take tweezers.
So, that is now, besides already
being highly tweezers.
Collectible, it is highly collectible.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I have a Dremel tool. I'll get that bitch out of there. Let me tell you. All right, so let's go ahead and get these cigars lit. I have got my ST DuPont double flame, flat flame, gold plated Johnny Midas lighter. Which, hey, look, that's appropriate. This is an expensive fucking cigar. Mm-hmm. I got an expensive fucking lighter. It's not gonna fuck it up. And what have you got?
I got a beard trimmer. No, I'm just kidding. This is a Zico with a cigar holder.
Okay, cigar rest.
Cigar rest, yeah.
Let's see the flame. So it is a dual flame, flat flame.
Angled.
Just like this one.
Angled, yeah.
Except bigger.
And this useless tool in the front, AV cutter.
Alright.
And it's a wood grain looking, if you can see.
Yep.
So,
this like is pretty zebra cool. wood, actually, yeah. is what that looks like.
So.
Interesting. Okay, so this is the all-in-one gadget.
Yes, it is an all-in-one.
And it looks like an electric light. Is that electric as well?
Yeah. It's just, there's no battery.
Just standard, okay.
Yeah.
All right, the official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor.
Oh, no. Sorry. Got backups, guys.
All right.
I guess the downside of that model is it
just getting a nice...
very big
mm-hmm. Yeah, mine either. I can light about two cigars with touch-ups before refilling. But it fits in my pocket, and it's beautiful.
That barely fits in your pocket. It's also big enough to be a table thing.
I like it, though. I wanted that brass one. I'm going to have to find that.
Okay, so we're going to take a few puffs. And we're really going to talk about the flavor and experience on this one. You know, this is... like, the amount of time on an episode that we spend on the cigar we're smoking is usually relative to how special the cigar is. Or how shitty it is. Last week we had the Bentley Green, and despite the use of the brand name Bentley, you know, it retails for $14, which is just above average, and it smoked just below average. You know, we're going to take a few tasting notes, maybe first, third, second, third. We try to do that. Other than that, we've got plenty of other cigar-related entertainment for you guys out there. This show, honestly, we're going to spend probably more time on the cigar. Mm-hmm. Because, one, it's super expensive. Two, you know, a lot of you guys are not going to buy it. And so we want to give you the experience without experiencing it. Also, you may not be able to.
Right.
I know I have first dibs on almost everything just because of my connections.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we don't want to sound egotistical, but like to have this in our possession right now is kind of a big fucking deal.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like we said, 616, I think.
Yeah. Super hard to get.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you got. No more.
And I own one of them. Mm-hmm. Owned, because we were smoking them.
And the other, like, 10 boxes that aren't numbered are at Miracle.
Mm-hmm. So, now that doesn't mean there's not tens of thousands of this cigar floating around. They just put a different band on it and charge less money. Put in a different box. Now, I don't know anything about that. That is not uncommon in the cigar industry, however.
Correct.
So, undisclosed everything except the wrapper, which is Cameron. And we have got a quarter inch in, not quite a quarter inch, 3/16 in, quarter inch. So, Angel?
Dude, this is super interesting. So, I can tell you it is not giving me Nicaraguan vibes.
Not at all. I don't get any Nicaraguan vibes.
Okay. So we'll get
that. I am getting Arapiraca vibes.
Arapiraca.
Arapiraca.
How long have they been making cigars?
Mm-hmm. We're going to find out as we go on the show.
Yeah, a long fucking time.
Okay. You never know. You know, some people are just straight up growers.
Miracle doesn't actually make the cigars. Mm-hmm. The Mirafells grow the tobacco in Cameroon. The factory is in the Dominican Republic. Which, I mean, I'm sure there's somebody with a Mirafell last name in the DR overseeing stuff.
Sure.
But since Angel is distracted, I'm going to go ahead with my tasting notes. First of all, there is a dried currant flavor, which is quite delightful. It's odd because there is no pepper whatsoever until you release the smoke and then just breathe air in over your palate. And it feels like somebody sprinkled very finely ground black pepper all over your palate. So that's very interesting. But when you're actually taking the smoke in your mouth and even retrohaling it, I'm not detecting any pepper at all.
I'll let you read that.
There's also cinnamon and cardamom and saffron, something a little floral there. Maybe a dash of leather, just a little bit. What this really reminds me of is like if you went into a Middle Eastern antiques shop and there was like an antique leather sheath with like some Arab chieftain's dagger that they used to cut up their spices to make their coffee
with some dusty sand on.
Yeah, and like scabbard. you pull the scabbard out, and like the magic jewel gleams in the dim lighting, and you smell this Arabic spice rack and the leather. And yeah, there's zero pepper on.
And it rings when it comes out.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. You just reminded me because this is what I was trying to like. This is unlocking a memory I can't put my finger on. Reminds me of this Indian spice shop that was down the street from my house. Maybe not down from my house, but pretty close by in L.A. We used to, and this just reminded me of that store as soon as you walked in. Yes,
this definitely is loaded with those Eastern spices. I think the pepper's picking up a little bit, but it's so weird because I just don't taste it coming in. And as soon as I exhale and breathe fresh air over my palate, it's like, whoa, there's like a coating there.
What's that spice I gave that Dez told me to give you? Saffron. You
saffron.
Said. Yeah.
Yes, there is saffron in the cigar.
Are you getting notes of Sumatran or Indonesian? Because, you know, so sometimes those can have a kind of very sweet and sour, spicy
I'm honestly not.
Infusion.
I could see there being a leaf of Sumatra in here. I could see that. But it would be a very special leaf, like super aged. I will say that all of the tobacco flavors that I'm getting are, I associate with very aged tobacco. That's what it's smoking like so far. I mean, I'm talking 7-10 years.
Fuck yeah. They did not fuck around with this, I can tell you that. There's no,
I mean,
crudity or harshness.
There's no harshness whatsoever. Super smooth. And it's powerful. I mean, I'd say my strength is a 6.5.
Yeah, 6.
Something like that. And it feels like it could get a lot stronger. We'll see. Very interesting blend. So far, I would say if they're going for uber luxury, it tastes like an uber luxury cigar.
There, okay. When you retrohale, right before it gets to the end of your nostrils, there's like this, not like a spicy, like peppery or paprika, there's a spice there.
There's also a sweetness.
Yeah, it's...
There's an interesting, it's the sweetness that I associate with sweet-aged tobacco. You know, it's not a specific sweetness.
Smokes really chewy.
Yes, this is definitely full-bodied. And the smoke also has a little bit of a fuzzy, like, texture to it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very chewy smoke. Interesting. Well, folks that watch this show know that, you know, our shtick is we're pretty straightforward about the cigar because we're serving you, and so we're trying to be honest about our experience. Yours might vary. Everybody's palate is different. And so... I was prepared to rip this cigar to shreds if I needed to.
Yeah.
So far, I'm exactly the opposite.
There's nothing to shit on.
This is one of the best cigars I've smoked all year so far.
I mean, we've had, what, 2-3 duds in the past month?
Yeah, this is a nice change.
Yeah, holy shit, dude. And like I said, we've been sacrificing our palate for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What is that Asian nut? You can't buy it around here, God. So weird how much you can't buy at the store here.
Well, that's one good thing about California.
I know, like, seriously.
You got plenty of
this is like unlocking foods. Like a... There's these nuts you can buy at the regular supermarket because just everything's available out west. I think they were like India or some Asian country, like nuts. They're like almost like walnuts or whatever. Not almonds.
Why don't you ask AI?
Show me some Asian nuts.
No.
Asian. God, not show me some Asian nuts. That is the wrong thing to search.
Asian
God damn
tree
it.
Nuts. We'll have to word it like that. So
what we'll... Asian nut reminiscent? I can't spell that. Iskent.
Talking
of
to
walnuts. Oh, you can talk into these things?
Yeah.
God damn. What do I think I'm next? A hickory nut.
Mm-mm.
Caria cathayensis, Chinese hickory.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
Candle nuts?
How about chicory?
No, it doesn't remind me of chicory. Kamiri? Kukui?
No.
Liam Feng hickory nut kernels?
No. Oh my god.
Koresh Fessenjun.
You should look at pictures. That's how you'll see it.
Oh. Smart man. That guy?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, I hear they're small. That's the problem with Asian nuts. They're hard to find because they're just smaller than average.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out about it later, but... Damn it.
By the way, this little Burnline shot glass is filled with 2C Premium Coffee. Thank you, 2C. I just needed a shot, but not enough that I'm going to stay awake tonight.
You don't need caffeine?
All right, let's do some socials and surprises. You are our marketing plan. If you think we add value to the cigar smoking community, please like, share, subscribe, comment, whatever you can do to help us out. And, of course, drop us a line, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Or go to the show notes, click the link tree, and contact us. And that will automatically open up your email client to burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. and drop us a line, and we might even read your email on the show. Mm-hmm. I do have something super cool for you guys today.
Alright.
So this is the Don Pepin Garcia Series JJ 20th Anniversary 2025 Limited Edition. And I left it all the way in the box. It's in the box. There we go. Nice. Outer case, inner foam.
Dude, that just looks dope. Before you open it.
Look at that.
Nice.
You got the little plaque. That is a serious fucking humidor style box.
Or did not my father, you know?
Yeah, we were talking about collectible bands last week, and my father has some of the most beautiful collectible bands. Look at this button. Reverse magnetic latch. Nice.
Well, look at that presentation.
One of my dad's favorite cigars. JJ was named after my sister's initial and mine. Now, check this out. You have 8 cigars here, and in the middle, you've got a coffin box. And this has the 7.25 by 50 Salamone. That is going in the Johnny Midas collectible humidor. Oh, there's 16.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 8 cigars per side. It's a double stack. Plus this guy. So these are Toros. And what do you say we just smoke this on the show? Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll do that next week?
Next episode.
I think that would be great.
Yes.
We've got actually a bunch of cool cigars coming up. That is inside the lid. So this is cool as shit. And Tom, let me give you a pre-show smoke so you can get some flavors ahead of time. And Angel.
Thank you, sir.
You do good work. Thank you.
Yep. So absolutely beautiful. By the way, not super expensive. Like most of my father's. Definitely priced on the high end because it's a high-end cigar. But I think it was like $400 for this.
Already the bears tint of yellow in the cello.
Yes. So there you go. That is the limited edition 2025. And you can see on the lacquered case. Where? I don't know. I don't even know if I can get this because of the glare. But limited edition. And this is box 186 of 2,500.
Great, that's yours.
So only 2,500 of these were made. There are only 2,400 available now. Suckers! And of course, if we're talking about like flavors, my father is one of my favorites. They make great cigars.
I'm exploding.
Yep, that's where that hole was in your wrapper.
Yep.
Right? So, not perfect construction.
Let's see what happens. Hopefully, it keeps its shit together.
Also, you're smoking yours a little fast.
By the way, the draw, we didn't talk about the draw. Draw is smooth as shit.
The draw is very smooth. It's
firm but smooth.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just firm enough that Johnny Midas is happy.
He likes it firm.
I like it firm.
Dude, the second hand has pretty unique smell to it as well. It doesn't have like that manure burnt smell to it.
That is so weird.
Yeah?
That is interesting. It's a very mild, sweet
secondhand
smoke.
Fucking aged as shit.
I think that this tobacco is very aged. I mean, the wrapper looks like it, but wrappers, you know, you can do that and then just put raw tobacco in the middle. You know, put green leaves in the middle.
But this fucking...
Didn't do that on this one.
This ash is a different color.
Yeah.
Angel doesn't have ash. His is like blown up.
Not yet. Once we get past that. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Very powdery. All right. Damn, that is a good stick, though. Yeah. Why don't we go to break? When we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week. Keep your dial locked in to Burnline Podcast.
now your tobacconist tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
Tobacconist tip of the week. So, something to note since we're talking about this, since we have this situation. Luckily, mine is holding for now. I wouldn't do this with this cigar anyway. But say you have this and maybe it's a little worse. What you can do is definitely cut behind it and salvage the cigar if it gets a lot worse than this and starts unwrapping.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know.
Yeah, I've done that. So if you have a bigger ring gauge,
mm-hmm.
open-ended double guillotine,
yeah,
you can actually slide it down from the head.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to cut, you know, behind where it's screwing up.
Mm-hmm.
And far enough back that you're not trying to cut spongy hot tobacco.
Right.
You'll lose your cherry and have to start over. It's okay. Just start it like it's a brand new.
Be mindful that there's dangers.
Yes, there
are dangers.
I can already tell, if I were to try this on this, I would fuck the whole cigar.
I think that'll burn out. Now
it's going to, yes.
I think last fall, I can't remember, I got a mouse hole mm-hmm. on one of my cigars. And I posted that on Insta because they don't happen very often. Mm-hmm. I want to show people what it's like. And I just smoked through it.
Yep.
And that will happen. A lot of the time you can smoke out. The problem is if the wrapper like becomes detached and starts to fray,
mm-hmm.
it'll actually unpeel. If my wrapper starts to unpeel, that's when I will go ahead and clip behind it and try to start over.
Yeah. You definitely want to get a good quarter inch behind it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it you got to give it enough space. Like, don't worry. You're already losing cigar. You don't want to lose more of it
mm-hmm.
by not taking off enough. So that's a great tobacconist tip. And then there's some cigars like this that I would probably just try to smoke through because...
Oh, yeah. I'm not...
It's expensive and rare, and I'm more worried about screwing it up worse.
By the way, you can tell that it's getting airflow by the speed of the smoke.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are smoking the Mirabfell Liberty Special Edition 2025.
Liberté.
Liberté.
You gotta do it French. Liberté.
Uber Luxury Cigars. Cigar Rights of America 2025 Special Edition. And a few episodes ago, we talked about Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the geography, the history, and of course, the Mirabfells. And they are it.
Since the 1600s, baby.
Yeah, they manage all these farms in Cameroon.
They almost went away.
They almost went away.
World War II, some asshole started bombing some shit, you know.
Well, they almost went away in the 80s.
Did they?
Yeah, I mean, don't know that. I think Fuente got with them in the 80s to help them recover.
Mm.
From
that... economic issue, recession.
There was all kinds of stuff going on.
I'm sure it was water.
But basically, what they needed was a market and capital. So, like, guaranteed sales and capital to sort of bring it back. Now, Cameroon wrappers are largely considered the best, among the best rappers in mm-hmm. the world. I remember Francisco Amante
mm-hmm.
of DBL saying, Cameroon's my favorite rapper. A lot of people in the industry tell you Cameroon's their favorite rapper. So, a little bit about Mirabfell. So, here's some questions that people are asking of AI. Why are Mirabfell cigars so expensive? So, Mirabfell is the world's largest supplier of expensive African Cameroon tobaccos. Ages its leaf as long as 40 years. Uses handmade French silk for some of its bands, including the band in this box.
Mm-hmm.
Not the band on the cigar, but the ribbon wrapping it. And fashions its boxes out of precious, sustainable woods. As a result, Mirabfell cigars typically range from $45 to $100 a piece. These are $125 a piece, but the profits are also going to the Cigar Rights of America, so I'm sure they're marked up for that. Right now, I am on Mirabfell.com, which is optimized for mobile, and it's kind of interesting because The background to the page is not an image, it's a video,
mm-hmm.
a moving image, of a very classy woman in, like, high fashion enjoying a Mirabel cigar. Creature Cigariere. I guess, is that Dutch or French or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is from the Mirabel website, Legendary Age Tobacco's Obsessive Attention to Detail. Discover Uber Luxury. Crafted from the rarest aged tobaccos and dressed in the legendary Cameroon wrapper, each Mirabel cigar is a timeless creation, a tribute to generations of expertise, blah, 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 blah. They've got some really cool videos in here.
This one's better.
And there's not... is that the history?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute. You're going to get into that. There's not a lot of details on the cigars. It's a lot of marketing and branding.
Yeah.
Our vision, excellence forged in elegance, rarity, audacity, and conviction. So, behind the myth of Mirabel Créateur Cigariere stands an exceptional duo, two spirits in perfect harmony, whose complementary powers give life to the brand's uncompromising vision. Jeremiah Mirabel and Reinhard Pohorek. That sounds French. There's really nothing here about either guy, just more marketing
mm-hmm.
blurb. But those are the guys that essentially steer the creative direction of the company. So
are they the blenders?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it doesn't say...
They are.
It doesn't actually say in their website. But yes, apparently they are. This is... Okay, I'm just going to read off of the website so you know what I'm talking about. Reinhard emerges as the unseen sentinel of the Mirabel universe. He is the guardian, capital G, a figure of poise and precision whose mastery lies not in spectacle, but in the depth of his understanding. With a rare blend of expertise and diplomatic finesse, he navigates the intricate world of cigars like a conductor guiding a symphony, attuned to every nuance, every note. What the fuck does that mean? No, I don't know. That's like
it's
typical...
It's just marketing.
That is...
like, hey, yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Make me a superhero.
Right.
Tobacco.
Yeah.
I am tobacco man.
I don't like... Okay, so this is my only complaint. I don't like what they're doing right there because that's generic of a lot of other companies that are like, luxury.
You could swap that with Hugo Boss... And it would make it would
do
it would work, yeah. Like so, I agree.
Just because you call yourself luxury doesn't mean
you've got all the right tag words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we're not shitting on that because we know yes you are luxury, but that's generic. Like you
it's
could describe yourself. Yeah,
I don't know. The truth is,
I find it a bit facetious, but
yeah, like the truth is, I was vaguely aware of Mirabel cigars and only bought this because it's special and unique, and I thought this is a great treat for our. Our listeners.
By the way, we have been smoking Mirabel for years because it is Arturo Fuente.
What are you talking about?
That is what's in Arturo Fuente's tobacco. Was. The Cameroon.
No, but you can't say that because Mirabel grows the Cameroon tobacco that wraps Fuente's. Mm-hmm. Mirabel cigars are a totally different thing.
Right.
First Mirabel for me, I think. I might have smoked one back in the day. But typically, the price point makes them, like, I can buy so many things that I know are good, I'm just not going to pick one up.
Are they in their own company, or do they work somebody else broke for them, or?
Oh, well, Angel, why don't you get into some of the history?
All right, so, just they are one of the, before I read into this, they are one of the longest, like, actual in the family still cigar companies, because other cigar companies either started 100 years ago, or... in the late 1900s, or early 1900s. But this family goes back to the 1600s. Like, that's pretty far back.
Yep.
Pretty much when everybody started sailing. All right.
Well, no. Let's take that a step further. We talked about this with Mexico and Indonesia
mm-hmm.
and Cameroon. The Dutch tried planting tobacco in all of those places.
The bloody Dutch.
And kind of got, you know, in Mexico, they're like, we can't make good tobacco here. So they left.
Mm-hmm.
In Indonesia, they kind of got kicked out.
Yeah.
You know? Same thing in Cameroon. They kind of like took over, but wasn't it like Dutch, then German, then French,
everybody,
and the Meritfels are Dutch, and they came back in.
Yeah.
But you know, geopolitics stuff.
There's a couple wars, little wars happened.
Colonialism. Yeah. Yeah, and then some wars.
By the way, happy Colonial Day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's as far as I'm gonna go. All right, a dynasty of cigar makers whose origins date back to the 17th century. While Meritfell is about to celebrate 150 years since its first factory opened in 1876 in Germany, its history in the tobacco industry began centuries ago in the 1600s. The Meritfell family began to cultivate and trade tobacco leaves, thus making the beginning of a new legacy in the cigar world. It was Meir Meritfell, M-E-I-R, one of the family's descendants who decided to start manufacturing hand-rolled cigars and founded the first family business in Untergrumbach, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
I have no idea.
North of Stuttgart, the successful climb until the arrival of World War II, when the activities of the factory will suddenly stop. Like many others, the family lost everything and then decided to emigrate to the United States, where Meir's son, Ernest, established links with tobacco production in the United States and Cuba, when Cuba was still fun to trade with. Later, Richard, or Rick Meritfell, who lived in Cuba for almost a year in the 70s, learned all about tobacco cultivation and production and became the first American to enter the famous Vuelta Abajo, where he would buy the brown gold and export it to Europe. He then became the master of Cameroonian tobacco, the miracle maker, widely recognized for saving it from extinction and thus positioning himself as the main world supplier of the rare Cameroon wrappers. Only a couple of the most renowned manufacturers dress their cigars in it, such as the Don Carlos series by Arturo Fuente or the Ashton Heritage Poodle Sol,
which is also made by Fuente.
Mm-hmm. And then pretty much next is what you just read, Jeremiah, you know, the guy who's behind the steering wheel at the moment.
From a consumer point of view, it is more interesting to me here to hear their what makes them different, and what makes them different is the age of
yeah.
the company.
Yeah, and the age of the leaf, apparently. All right, band test.
Nice.
And
no, you went the wrong way.
No, I didn't. There's a tab. The tab just doesn't come off. Oh, it does.
Yeah.
So the band is basically perfect. It was not glued to the wrapper at any point. It's fragile because it's this die cut band. I'm just going to hold that up for everybody to see through. Nicely done. Obviously, you don't want a band this size, and it's a good 2 inches wide, sticking to your wrapper leaf.
Mm-hmm.
On a cigar that's expensive. All right, so second, third tasting notes. It has sort of evolved into a sweet and spicy that reminds me of Korean barbecue. There's a little bit of like charred meat in there. And yet, it's more reminiscent to me of a dessert than like a meat dish. Still a fascinating, exploding palette of Asian spices.
Yeah, I agree. Try this real quick. A French inhale. I get like a hint of alcohol and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah. That's really interesting. It does. It's reminiscent of sherry to me.
Yeah, like a
like
sherry cask.
Like
yeah.
Legit sherry. Now, interestingly enough,
it reminded me of the El Septimo. The
yeah.
alcohol.
Yeah. Interestingly yeah. enough, oh yeah, the
cask.
VSOP brandy. Perfect band?
Yep.
So, interestingly enough, I haven't got any real wood flavors on this.
No.
Maybe if I tried really hard to find one, maybe there's a little oaky component, but, like, I'm really straining there.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find it, because most... All cigars we smoke, they have some wood component to it, and this just does not.
It just doesn't. Very enjoyable and unique.
It's got to be tough to do.
Whatever their process is super careful. It's super curated.
Exactly. But, like, I'm having trouble rolling the ash because it's just crumbling into the cherry. Yeah. Like, I think that this tobacco is very old.
Yeah.
It's very aged.
Yeah, because when I went to go pick up the ash, normally you can still hold the ash and it holds together. As soon as I went to pick up the ash, man, this turns straight to powder, which means this is some real aged. All the imperfections are completely out of this. The smoke comes out pretty brown off the cigar, which is another indication of age. This thing is just, like, old as fuck. I think this is probably more than 10 years.
I think so. I would say all of the tobacco is, like, at least 7 year aged.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a lot of, like, Viso.
I want to say this was aged in a stone basement. Not a basement, but, you know.
Yeah. It definitely does not have the aging characteristics of hanging in a barn.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about. And that's a very European thing, yeah. By the way.
So, this is definitely aged in stone. Because it did not pick up any flavors from its surrounding, which most cigars do.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me also think when they were had rolled them and put them in the wheels, you must find that's a wood U. They use something else for that, too.
Yeah, it could have been.
Because that's where it really touches wood for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Strength is about the same. I think, I'd peg the strength at around a 7 right now. What's interesting is all of my palate and the back of my throat and my nose, like, is coated with this slightly cooling spicy.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I'm not puffing on the cigar, it's actually strong. But when I'm puffing on the cigar, it's less strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just after the smoke has coated everything and I'm just breathing regular air in, it's kind of like, you know, if you have one of those cinnamon red hots and then you spit it out,
yeah.
As you breathe in, it's spicy air.
Yeah.
I'm getting spicy air.
I agree.
But the actual cigar is not spicy.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, this is one of the most unique smoked cigars I've ever smoked in here.
Yeah, yes. This is very unique. It is delicious. It's enjoyable. And I will go ahead and say we're not ranking it yet, but I think they nailed the Uber luxury thing. Because
yeah.
This smokes like a fucking luxury cigar.
I know a lot of companies go, oh, we're super luxury. I'm like, no, this is fucking legit.
Yeah.
What would you pair it with?
Probably nothing. I would not fucking...
I would pair this with lemon water to clear the palate. Coffee, especially. I've got some Kuat that I drank this weekend. And, you know, that's... $700 a bag for a reason. Because it takes a lot of effort to clean the beans out of the civet shit and turn it into coffee. I would definitely pair it with luxury coffee.
I think that's a great example of marketing.
That is a great example of marketing. Best coffee you'll ever drink because it's pre-fermented, pre-digested. I think I might pair this with brandy.
Mm-hmm.
I would be super picky, and it would have to be, you know, 80 proof or lower, because I don't want to harsh the palate.
How about some sherry?
Maybe some sherry. But there's a really delicate sweetness in this I wouldn't want to kill either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Alcohol would not be high on my list. Honestly, this is a cigar that I would just enjoy for the cigar.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at right now. I'm going through, like, my alcohol cabinet in my mind, and, you know, my favorite scotches, like Laphroaig. Lagavulin's my all-time favorite. So I like Islay Scotch, which is hard to pair with cigars because it's so strong. Maybe the Sassenach or another Highlands, you know, it's a little sweeter. I don't think any of my bourbons, they're all too strong.
Mm-hmm. About Dalmore
sweet.
Cigar malt.
What's that?
Dalmore cigar malt.
Possibly. Unfortunately, I don't have a humidor full of these to practice with. And that would be a really expensive experiment. But, so far, super enjoyable.
Yep.
Definitely a luxury smoke for sure.
Stirring the mousehole like crazy there.
Yeah, I think that's related to what your wrapper was doing.
Yep.
We couldn't get the heat around, like, properly. Okay, it's time for a second break, and when we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week. Keep your dial locked in to Burnline Podcast. Don't go away.
Where do you get it? Do they sell their own stuff? Do they go through a rep, a broker?
Mirapel?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't buy from Mirapel.
So who do they sell to?
No idea. Like, I got these online. I mean, where was the last shop you went to that stocked Mirapel cigars?
I have never heard of them selling cigars until today. So.
There you go. Same.
Now your cigar news of the week, Angel Solorio.
All right, and we're back. News of the week. So Aroa is releasing the Aviator, which is a dope-ass sounding cigar, besides the Aviator, just the stuff that's in it. Dude, this fucking...
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a travel trunk.
Yeah.
Like you'd bring on an airplane.
So, Aviator. Whoa. So... It is a 6x52 Toro that uses a Habano wrapper, tobaccos from Colombia and Honduras. So,
wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So, I think that's the first in a while that I haven't said, oh, Ecuadorian Habano or Ecuadorian.
Yeah.
No shot today, so, well, at the moment.
Yeah.
No shot at the
no
moment.
No shots yet.
So, he used some of the first generation Piñanero seed from Cuba that he had from his dad that they brought over. Some of it was saved from that blue mold that Cuba had gone through.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the 70s. So they were able to save and cultivate these seeds. So it's cool as shit. So it's like, if you really want to smoke some history, smoke this shit. another Johnny Midas cigar, by the way. 114 stick.
Oh! Yeah. That is steep for an Aroa. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, so, are you ready for the trunk price? It's 176 sticks. Let's see if you can work your math there.
$10,000.
Close.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, the whole shebang, 176 sticks plus the trunk, $20,064.
Well, that is new. I mean, Aroa is known for affordable sticks
right.
that are really good. That's different. Okay.
We're doing the luxury episode.
I mean,
so
yeah.
We might as well go full all out. So a $20,000 trunk.
It better be a hell of a trunk.
Right.
Yeah, it's 176 sticks. So you're
114,
paying...
Yeah, that's $20,000.
Yeah.
Wonder if it's a deal like the Padron Humidor, if you own that and you can order more of the cigar.
I mean, who knows? So the Habano wrapper leaf is
yeah.
the Cuban seed. That's very cool, though.
Does Christian come to your favorite cigar lounge and
right, right.
himself?
Yeah. Comes with a plane ticket for Christian. He'll come visit you at your home and smoke them with you.
So let's make this even more super rare. Five trunks. That's it. Obviously, they probably have six or seven of them, and the other two are at Aroa. Five releases. Five different dates, five different retailers. Only way you can get it. And Aroa himself will be at the each release
All
for
right,
these
so
sales.
So they already know where they're going.
So Churchill's Bistro and Cigar Bar in Rochester, Michigan, October 15th.
Yeah.
CDOT at Webster, Texas, October 16th. Ambassador Fine Cigars, Peoria, Arizona, October 17th. Biggs Mansion, Chicago, November 6th. Binnie's, Scumberg, Illinois, November 7th. That's a shitty name for a city. Scumberg. You guys are scums. Yes, we are.
Finksburg.
Well, that doesn't
All right,
sound...
well, so that is super interesting and sounds like unobtainium, which means that
great marketing.
I'm definitely going to get my hands on one of those.
Yep.
What else have you got for us?
All right, for the... what would you call them? The military book nerds. I don't know if you dabble in that or not. Kind of like the Jack Carr, the...
I know that subculture that you're talking about. Yeah, the
Tom Clancy stuff
paper,
like that.
Paper Warriors. Yeah.
So the Hooten Young is shipping a Jack Carr edition cigar. So for your Navy SEAL fans, it's cool as shit. It is going to be a 6.5x52 Dominican Puro with a Corojo wrapper.
I haven't even heard of that cigar company before. Did they invent it just to sell a Jack Carr cigar?
No, Hooten Young's been around for a while.
What's the name?
Hooten Young. They do limited releases, kind of like this stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a San Andreas seed binder. I don't know why they call it Dominican Puro when it's not Dominican. Yeah, I know. But this is what they say. I'm like, bro, are you sure you know? Okay. San Andreas seed binder.
San Andreas seed grown in Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
That's the only way it could be a DR Puro.
And then Piloto Cubano. So I guess it is all grown in the DR. Yeah. All in the Santiago.
Well, Piloto Cubano was the first generation of Cuban seed that was grown in DR.
Yeah. So a little bit more affordable, $20 a stick.
I mean, I'll get one. Does it say Jack Carr on the band?
Yeah.
So yeah, if it says Jack Carr on the band, I'll get one.
It's gorgeous. I mean, yeah, it's Navy SEAL blue.
Yeah, that'll go in. Oh, it's got the trident.
Yeah, that's sort of cool. The trident, yeah. So like I said, if you're a collector, and then if you dabble in that, you know, that role.
Yeah, that's worth the collector humidor, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll be a fun one to get. CAA has now entered the fight. Well, they've been in the fight, but they're responding to the FDA. That's still a fucking thing. They're like, this needs to end, so we're still in that period. Figured I'd throw that out there real quick, but who cares. And then one you've smoked in the show, I think, was 2023, Weller?
Yep.
So the 2020... Yeah, so now the 2025 is coming.
Mm-hmm.
6x50 Toro, you know, take your shot. Ecuadorian Sumatra seed, American broadleaf binder, and fillers from the DR, Honduras and Nicaragua.
Interesting.
Yeah, so $30 a stick. I think that's... What was that 3 years ago? Was it 25?
I think so, yeah.
So it's kind of still the same. It's about the same. Yeah, with everything going on.
And that one was interesting when we smoked it, because without the Weller, it was fighting itself. It had so many flavors fighting itself. It was an incoherent stick.
Yeah, I think you needed the Weller.
Yeah, like you add the alcohol and other, it just smooths out, and it was a great smoke. One of the few Cohibas I've smoked that I really enjoyed. Now at that price point, I'm not buying it again. Mm-hmm. I bought one to display with my bottle of Weller on display in the old man cave. But
I like it when you pair them up that perfectly.
Yeah, it was very well done. That was a 2023, I think.
Yeah, it was blue.
Was it blue?
Yeah, it was blue.
Because I've got a green one, too.
Mm-hmm. But the one you had next month was blue.
Yeah.
So you
and the new one's red?
The new one's red.
Yeah. All right, thank you for that news of the week. We are actually running out of time, and we're... I mean, I'm just entering my final third. You barely are in it. But we're going to go ahead and rank this Mirabfell Special Edition 2025. And so any, flavor notes to finish it off?
Dude, this cigar just gets smoother.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of dialed back to a 6.
It did. The final third, it's mellower, less spicy, the spice has changed into, for me, like cinnamon red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because of the sweetness that's there.
So it's like, here, let me start your art smooth, and then let's get just a little intense, and then bring you back.
Yeah, right near the end of the second third was like peak strength. And I would say, for me, it probably went from a 6.3 to a 7 down to a
5.8. Mm-hmm.
All right, so... let's go ahead and get started with presentation. Angel, what have you got?
I think it's a 10, man.
I've got an easy 10 there. You know, the only thing I can knock on it is the turquoise and orange.
Yeah, that's a little...
On the outside, doesn't match anything else.
Unless it's their, like, official colors, which I'm not really familiar with.
Isn't that the Dutch flag?
Is it?
I don't know. But anyway, the, interior presentation when you open it up. Just, I mean, no one else does this.
By the way, it's Art Deco.
I'm going to show this
It's got little jewels on the ribbon. Very cool.
Yes, it is Art Deco, for sure. Construction. Now, we usually start with a 10 and start taking points off for construction. You had a little hole in your wrapper, and it caused an issue.
Yeah, slight issue.
The burn was great. No issues with the burn whatsoever. Draw was nice, just firm enough. So, what, 9? Take off a point for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think 9 is fair for construction. Other than, you know, like, mine was perfect. Like, you can't get a better constructed cigar than this. But you had an issue, and it's a $250 box of 2 cigars. I want 2 perfect fucking cigars.
That's right.
So it's perfectly fair to take off a point for that. That brings us to price. So with the price, first of all, the probably normal going range for this cigar would be, you know, around $100.
Mm-hmm.
So these are overpriced by 25%. But supporting Cigar Rights of America. Again, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have bought this.
Right. They're fighting the good fight.
They're fighting the good fight. We need them right now. And I think that, you know, you do have to take that into consideration. You'll have folks like me that bought it because of that. Hey, yeah, I'm overpaying for cigars, but I'm paying for something else.
Right.
Legal defense for the hobby I love.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, it's so hard to justify any cigar with a $100 price tag, you know. Now, here's the counterpoint. There are dozens of Cuban cigars that cost more than this or as much as this that, frankly, this blows out of the water. I haven't smoked a Cuban cigar this good in well over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even then, you know, if I were to smoke them side by side now.
Yeah.
So I'm not very favorable on price, but I will give it like a 5. For what they're doing and where they're presenting themselves, I think it's okay. I think it's middle of the road. What are your thoughts on price?
I agree. Like, say this wasn't a limited or whatever, it's definitely like a fuck. I'm intentionally spending $100 to try the cigar. It's definitely not like when I'm looking through the humidor, I'm like, let's try this $100 stick. Yeah. So that's the only thing. But yeah.
Is the cigar good enough that you would buy another $250 two box?
If I could, I would.
Okay, well then maybe it's more than a 5.
Yeah.
Tom, what are your thoughts on that?
Hard to say. That is a tough price point. It's got a good reason behind it, great reason behind it. CRE does a lot of great work. For that, I am a collector enough, I would buy 2. If they came across my path, I don't chase unicorns, but if they come across my path, I do them. But I would do that, and I would probably smoke one, and then the other would sit in perpetuity.
Yeah. All right, so if you're saying you would buy a box, having smoked it, if you could afford it, I think I'm in the same camp. Like, I would buy another one of these. I might have to budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be able to find it. Then it's got to score higher than a 5, right?
Yeah.
So, 6, 7?
7.
7? Okay. I think that's fair. I mean, it's super expensive. No one would confuse it as a value stick. But I will say, this is the most intriguing, delicious cigar I smoked all year.
They backed
it up. We smoked some good ones.
They backed it up.
They backed it up, for sure. They did. So, that brings us to flavor. I'm trying to think of my cigar-smoking friends and who might not like this. I can't come up with anybody. For me personally, this is an 11. It's delicious. It's coherent. It's different. It's just strong enough without being overpowering. Mm-hmm. I would come back for the flavor. You know, when we're talking about, would you buy it again? None of us are saying, I would buy it again because I like the box, right? We might like the box, but that's not why.
No.
We're only going to do it if we can smoke a fucking awesome cigar.
And this is a cigar that doesn't overpower itself, because we've smoked that before,
right,
where it, like, ruins itself.
Right. And if you like strong cigars, it's strong enough to keep your attention.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't breakfast smoke this on purpose.
No.
This is either
midday. All right, let's say that for experience.
Okay.
But for flavor, I'm saying let's go ahead and invent a new number, just like we did for Placencia's presentation, which was off the chain.
Yes, it was.
I'm giving this an 11 for flavor. What do you think?
I agree.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So that brings us to experience. So obviously super limited.
Yes.
Even if you can get your hands on it is limited. And so there's a bunch of stuff that's right out the window, which is anything other than smoking the cigar.
Mm-hmm.
However, you want to talk about a fucking gift? I mean, this could be the you just got promoted to CEO gift.
Yeah.
It could definitely be an awesome wedding gift, one for him, one for her. You know, so you can gift this cigar for any occasion. It is nice enough. But mostly this is I got my hands on a very delicious, very limited cigar, and I'm going to cloister myself up with a couple of guys like Tom and El Fumo and just enjoy the hell out of it. Right? So...
Yeah, this is not a football game, walk the dog.
No, the bonfire now, yeah. Sitting on the back porch. It's not even that. You want to control every fucking controllable so you can just focus on the cigar. Although, interestingly, tasting this, I'm like, this would be the perfect after-dinner smoke. Mm. Like a steak dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And then this afterwards is almost like dessert. So, having said all that, I'm at a 10 for experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, you can't walk your dog. You can't grill. I mean, you could, but come on, dude.
It's 10 for the experience.
For the experience. You want an uber luxury cigar smoking experience? This is it.
2 for you, Steve.
Yeah.
But for the experience,
this
is a 10.
But that's where I'm at. What do you think?
Exactly what I just said. 10 for the experience, 2 for use case.
Okay. So, we did cheat.
Yeah.
A little bit, because we added a number for flavor, and I think it deserved it.
You swayed outside the guidelines.
Yeah.
It's our show. Fuck you. Yeah.
But that brings the final score to a 47.
Nice.
So this is our highest scoring cigar ever.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, the pledge.
No.
The diesel.
The diesel worthy fool.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the worthy fool.
Yeah, they got the 50.
The perfect cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one only got that because of the price.
Well, if this sold for the price of the diesel, we'd have to recreate every category.
Same thing with the Placencia. That's what killed it, was the price.
This would get a 17 for price if it was the price of the diesel. Yeah. But, 47. So, I do think the pledge prequel got a 48.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But so top 3 cigar.
Yeah.
And, price brought it down for sure. But not as much as I would have thought. Like, when I bought this, I'm like, this cigar is going to bomb. Yeah, this is going to be like a $25 cigar. It is not. Now, whether it's worth that price, only you can say, right? Hashtag capitalism. But you can't buy this flavor anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I think the takeaway for both of us is this is finely aged.
Yeah,
fine tobacco.
We smoked.
Was it $250 for the box or $125 for the box?
$250.
Yeah. This is like this is not one of those passion projects that me and you have smoked, where it just did not back it up.
Mm-hmm.
This is not that.
No, this is not bells and whistles or marketing. This is a damn good cigar. Plus, bells and whistles and marketing and stuff like that. Right. So fascinating to me because. Man, if I had to guess ahead of time, I'd be like, here we go with a $25 Ashton wrapped up in this fancy packaging.
Right.
Nope.
It's not a pig in lipstick.
This is not. This is a cut above. The cigar itself stands on its own merits, I think.
Yeah.
So, awesome, unique, different, the kind of thing that we bring you every week. Most weeks.
Most
of whom are smoking Paragasi Natamas.
Yeah. He's saying.
I'm Burnline Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We will see you again next week.